நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்ய நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வியாசம் தத்தோ ஜயமுதீரயே நஷ்டப்ராயேஷு அபத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவய பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டிகி. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 9, entitled Detachment from All That Is Material, text number 32. Can you repeat after me? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. इत्युक्त्वा स यदुं विप्रस् इत्युक्त्वा स यदुं विप्रस् तम् आमन्त्र गभीरधीः तम् आमन्त्र गभीरधीः वन्दितस्वर्चितो राज्ञा வந்திதஸ்வர்ச்சிதோ ராஜ்ஞம் யயோ ப்ரீதோ யதாகதம் யயோ ப்ரீதோ யதாகதம் ஸ்ரீ பகவான் உவாச இத்யுக்த்வா சயதும் விப்ரஸ் தம் ஆமந்திர கபீரதீஹ் வந்தித ஸ்வர்ச்சிதோ ராஜ்ஞா யயோ ப்ரீதோ யதாகதம் ஸ்ரீ பகவான் உவாச இத்யுக்த்வா ஸ யதும் விப்ரஸ் தம் ஆமந்திர கபீரதீஹ் வந்திதஸ்வர்ச்சிதோ ராஜ்ஞா யயோ ப்ரீதோ யதாகதம். சயதும் விப்ரஸ் அம் ஆமந்திர கபீரதி வந்திதஸ்வர்ச்சிதோ ராஜ்ஞா யயோ ப்ரீதோ யதாகதம். லேடிஸ், ஸ்ரீ பகவான் உவாச இத்யுக்த்வா சயதும் விப்ரஸ் தம் ஆமந்திர கபீரதி வந்திதஸ்வர்ச்சிதோ ராஜ்ஞா யயோ ப்ரீதோ யதாகதம். ஸ்ரீ பகவான் உவாச இத்யுக்த்வா ஸ யதும் விப்ரஸ் தம் ஆமந்திர கபீரதி வந்திதஸ்வர்ச்சிதோ ராஜ்ஞா யயோ ப்ரீதோ யதாகதம். ஸ்ரீ பகவான் உவாச the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, iti, thus, uktva, having spoken, saha, he, yadum, to King Yadu, vipraha, the Brahmana, tam, to the king, amantra, bidding farewell, gabhira, extremely deep, dhihi, intelligence, vanditaha, being offered obeisances, suarchitaha, being properly worshipped, rajna, by the king, yayo, he went, pritaha, with his mind satisfied, yatha, just as, agatam, he had come. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, having thus spoken to King Yadu, the wise Brahmana accepted obeisances and worship from the king and felt pleased with himself. Then, bidding farewell, he left exactly as he had come. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami gives evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam that the Brahmana Avadhuta was actually the incarnation of Godhead, Dattatreya. The Bhagavatam 274 states, Yatpada Pankaja Paraga Pavitra Deha Yogardhima Purudayam Yaduhai Hayadya. Many Yadus, Haihayas, etc. became so purified by the grace of the lotus feet of Dattatreya, the Lord, that they obtain both material and spiritual blessings. This verse mentions that Yadu was purified by contact with the lotus feet of Dattatreya. And similarly, the present verse states, Vandito su archito rajya. King Yadu worshipped the lotus feet of the Brahmana. Thus, according to Srila Sridhar Swami, the Avadhuta Brahmana is the personality of Godhead himself. And this is confirmed by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute De Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। इत्युक्त्वा स यदुं विप्रस्तन् आमन्त्र गभीरधीः वन्दितस्वर्चितो राज्ञा ययौ प्रीथो यथागतम्। द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड सेड, हैविंग दस स्पोकन टू किंग यदु, द वाइज ब्राह्मणा एक्सेप्टेड ओबेसेंसेस एंड वर्शिप फ्रॉम द किंग एंड फेल्ट प्लीज विद इन हिमसेल्फ। देन बिडिंग फेयरवेल ही लेफ्ट एग्जैक्टली एज ही हैड कम। हरे कृष्ण। वेलकम एवरीवन टू आवर संडे मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। दिस 11th कैंटो, स्पेसिफिकली दिस पर्टिकुलर चैप्टर, detachment from all that is material, is told by Lord Krishna personally to Uddhava, who has approached Krishna knowing that very soon he is going to wind up his pastime and leave, and not being able to tolerate the separation from him, he wants to leave himself along with him, before him, if possible. But then Lord Krishna gives him a service. He said, there are some things I haven't been able to do. I traveled to many places, I traveled to the heavenly planets, I went to the Patal Loka, I went to Mahavishnu Loka during the course of my pastimes. But I haven't been able to visit Badrikashram. And a lot of sages there couldn't receive this message. Therefore, I want you to stay and visit there. And because Uddhava was not only the most intimate, one of the most intimate, next to the gopis, I think he was the closest, according to Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And not only that, he actually looked like Krishna. So anyone who would meet Uddhava and hear from him the message of Krishna would be fully satisfied. But Uddhava refused, not exactly refused, but expressed his concern that I may fall in Maya. That's the amazing thing about truly advanced devotees. They are sufficiently fearful of Maya, unlike us. That is why we are in Maya, because we think we have almost conquered it practically. One time one devotee came and told, 6 months after he joined the movement, Prabhuji, काम क्रोध और लोभ ये सब हो गया और दो बाकी है, बस थोड़ा मध मात्र बाकी है। बोले भ्रम में हो तुम. सो ही सेज दैट आई मे गेट एंटैंगल्ड अगेन इन योर एब्सेंस. जहां कृष्ण तहां नहीं माया अधिकार. यू लीव आई मे गो इन टू माया. बट कृष्ण सेज नो 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 डोंट वरी. You will be like the lotus, which is in the dirtiest of water, but still completely aloof. Padmapatra iva ambhasa. Why? Because Brahmani adhaya karmani, sangam tyaktva karokiya. Because you are completely surrendered to me. Mameva ye prapadyante maya metam. You are always surrendered to me. Your love for me is absolutely pure. Because you have such higher taste, you are relishing my love, you are experiencing my presence everywhere in and everything, you will not fall into maya. It's my assurance. Sangam tyaktva. And you will be, even though you are walking in the world, you will not become off the world. But still, since you have asked me how to remain in the world and not become of the world, I'm going to tell you a beautiful incident that happened to one of our ancestors. Krishna is called Yaduvira, Yadukula Nandana, Yadukula Shiromani, like Lord Ram is called Raghuvira in Raghuvamsha. So Surya Vamsha and Chandra Vamsha, the two powerful Kshatriya dynasties. So Maharaj Yadu, one of our ancestors, once was traveling and he happened to meet an Avadhuta Brahmana. Now Avadhuta means a person who is not very attentive to the externals in terms of dress, in terms of interactions, in terms of social etiquettes, the external material. But at the same time, deep within, is extremely self-realized. Fully alert. And for various reasons, they could have this external presentation. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many instances where people who are externally avadhutas, considered by society as useless, mad, crazy, but at the right time, when the need was there, expressed what they are actually experiencing and relishing within. Here is one. There was also one Avadhuta who was met by Prahlad Maharaj. The seventh canto, we read that. Here also, the Brahmana was handsome, well built, very healthy, but then, you know, kind of disregard with two externals. Prahlad Maharaj also found the Avadhuta the same way. He was like a python, Ajagara Vritti. If I get something, I'll eat nothing, okay. Interestingly, all of them met kings. Jad Bharat was another Avadhuta. who met, who was acting like an avadhut, acting like a mad person, and therefore he was dragged by the servants of a king, because one of their palanquin carriers had fallen sick. So they dragged him, became a mad guy, but hefty, well built. They need somebody who is really well built, you know. And then, but when he saw Maharaj Rahuguna is receptive to understand the absolute truth, he spoke up. Shukadeva Goswami was another avadhut, like a madman, no, practically naked, disheveled hair, but beautiful, like a jewel covered with dust, thrown in a dustbin or something. Only those who know the value of jewel can recognize. Otherwise they think it's in the dust, so nobody recognizes. It takes one to know one. Shukadeva Goswami was recognized. Maharaj Rahuguna recognized Jad Bharat. And here, this Brahmana was recognized by Maharaj Yadu, because he himself was a very, very great soul. Yadoscha Dharmashilascha. In the 10th canto, specifically Maharaj Yadu's name is mentioned. Because Yadu gave prominence to Sanatana Dharma over all other Dharma. Sarva Dharman Parityaj. Therefore Krishna appeared in that and he wanted to be called as Yaduvira. So, there are many thoughts that came when I read this translation and the purport. One thought that came was, as a preacher of Krishna consciousness, one learning in this particular verse that we may get is, having thus spoken to King Yadu, the wise Brahmana accepted obeisances and worship from the king and felt pleased within himself. Then bidding farewell, he left exactly as he had come. Neither rich nor poor. He left as he had come. So, how he was a transparent via media of Krishna's message. Nimitta matra. To become a transparent instrument of the Lord's message. Lord Chaitanya has ordered every one of his followers. Amar agyay guru hoya taroi desh, jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. But when we share Krishna consciousness with others, we become attractive, whether you like it or not, however ugly you may be. But you, in the eyes of people, you become actually attractive. But the real attraction is not the physical body. What they are really attracted to is the message. But because this is the instrument through which that message is coming, to the extent that the message is pure, it is Krishna. Krishna is non-different from his message. And to give that message purely, we need to aspire for that purity so that we may give that message purely. And such a person naturally, the receptacle naturally becomes attractive. And naturally becomes the object of obeisances and worship, even from kings. In all the cases, Sukadeva Goswami was worshipped by Maharaj Parikshit with great honor and respect. And then, amazing, another thing, instantly Sukadeva Goswami departed. He didn't even wait to see what will happen to my disciple. Will he perfect his life? He understood. He's actually grasped it. He left from there. He didn't stay back for Dakshina. Good disciple, big disciple, powerful, wealthy. Nor did Jad Bharat stay back after Rahuguna, realizing, greatly repenting, jumped out of the palanquin, fell at the feet of Jad Bharat, clasped it, tears of repentance that I have offended a great Vaishnav like you. Kicked you actually, chastised you, spoke very harsh words. Please forgive me. Jad Bharat did feel a little bad when harsh words were spoken and mistreated. But that's the difference between an exalted person and an ordinary person. They don't hold it for long. It's not that it doesn't come. That feeling comes. What do they think? How could they treat me like this? How could they speak this word? But the thing is, it just comes as a flash in the sky and then goes away. Immediately, their Krishna consciousness overcomes it. Like a small spark covered by a profuse Ganga water flowing. It's just like a flash, just goes. But in our case, our knowledge becomes a flash, goes away, and our nature comes up. That's the difference between an ordinary person and an extraordinary. This is the extra part. Madhavendra Puri, he expressed that now that I am tasting the nectar of Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes, now when the thought of association with the opposite sex comes to my mind, I spit at the thought and my lips curl with distaste. What does that mean? That the thought comes. It comes. But then because of a high taste, param drishtva, because they have seen drishtva, they have seen a very, very high level of taste and experience, when compared to that previous thought, it seems very insignificant. In fact, they look at it and think, how could I even think like that? But in our case, it is different. Even though we may be actually chanting the holy name, the tongue may be actually saying the word. And if a thought of a material kind of enjoyment, whatever nature, comes, there is saliva, but we start drooling, not spitting at the thought. we may in fact relish it, cherish it, maybe nourish and flourish. Yeah, we will actually start relishing it. And we cherish it also. Every time we sit for chanting. Yesterday also the same thought had come. So nice, if I could get it again. And that may nourish our material desires and flourish our material life. So it's not that the thoughts don't come. As long as you have a material body made of blood and flesh, it is natural. Vishaya vinivartante hiraharasidehina. Whenever the sense objects, the senses meet with the sense objects, that will be there. But then unless this kind of a taste has arisen, we are not able to take it off our mind. So, it's such a... And he just left. But how did he, why did he accept the worship and the obeisances? And actually felt pleased within himself. Truly, a messenger of the Lord, when he is offered obeisances, when he is offered worship, and actually it's very pleasing to that personality, because they see that this message is being properly received with due honor that it's actually due. I remember in 91-92, one of our devotees, actually I can tell the name, Adikesho Prabhu, just then he had come to Krishna consciousness and was very enthusiastic, and he wanted to do some seva, and there was some national conference or international conference something on AIDS. And at that time we had a book, Say No to Sex or something like that. And therefore we actually were distributing, and Prabhuji felt that it is a very good opportunity to take Maharaj there as a speaker. So he was very excited and he told Maharaj. Maharaj said, okay, what time and all that. And actually, Adikesho Prabhu had not finalized there. He had not clarified. He had not even cleared it. He spoke to someone who spoke to someone who was connected to the secretary of the conference. That's how it was fixed. And this was not told to Maharaj, Radhanath Swami. And he drew him to the conference. And he was sitting behind somewhere in the audience. And said, what was the timing that you said? Said, no Maharaj, they have not yet finalized. They'll just tell you very, very soon. Said, what is this? Said, important conference and it's not even fixed. No, but they'll give a time, they'll adjust something. This was told after he sat there within the audience. And after the, then was a break, the middle for lunch. And then that speaker who was like the master of ceremony, anchor, he stood up and, casually said, alright, so the lunch is going to serve there, and it's a buffet system we arranged. And by the way, there is a Swami here who will be speaking on joy of no sex. So those who want to be here can sit and others can go there. And Maharaj came up, spoke a few words, And he came down. Practically no one was there. One or two were eating and just watching from the side. Practically it was empty hall. And then he spoke for a few minutes. Then came down. And straight away went and sat in the car. Adhikeshwar Prabhu was driving. This was somewhere in Worli. From Worli to the temple, he was driving. He did not dare look at Mara. He was driving straight. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekaya. Focused. He didn't dare look at him. You know, but in the mirror he just kind of looked. And Mara was extremely grave. Then he came here. Maharaj opened the door himself, got off, and he ran behind him. And he came behind and entered the room. And he was kind of standing outside and then just kind of dared to enter. And then Maharaj said, personally, our philosophy is Trinadapi Sunichena Tharoriva Saishna. But you should know, I went there as a representative of Prabhupada. And if he is not properly honored, I cannot tolerate it. And it is your responsibility, not theirs. Of course, Maharaj never raises his voice. If he is angry, he speaks very slowly. When words come very slowly, Prabhu, then you should understand. Our volume rises, but his volume goes down. We start blabbering and he starts speaking very slow, clear. So the message is very clear for all time to come. Chittete koriya aikya. So, after that, he took a vow. Adhikeshwar Prabhu. Of course, at that time practically no one was, everyone was enthusiastic, sincere, but not trained. In at least 89-90, everyone was full of bubbling with enthusiasm, wanted to take over the whole world. That's all. That desire was there, but no strategy, no training. No, not that maturity. So Maharaj appreciated that sincere desire to take the message in a larger thing, but he also taught him a lesson. So for a devotee, that worship, that garland, that honor is very pleasing because what they have given their life for. When that is accepted, that's the best worship. It's not the garland, it's not the worship that is pleasing to the devotee. But it is the acceptance of the message which is truly satisfying. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. And the satisfaction is when they see that what they are giving their life for to actually share, that is accepted, that is worship, that is, you know, taken into heart. Therefore, they are soft as a rose and strong as a thunderbolt. Not for themselves, but how that message is actually worshipped, accepted and respected. Another, basically to be a transparent via media of the message. And talking about a higher taste, in that particular section where Sukadeva Goswami is being described, as he is approaching the place where Maharaj Parikshit is seated along with all the sages, the verse says, Tasya putro mahayogi samadrik nirvikalpakah ekantamatir unnidro gudho mudha iveyate. That Tasya putro, talking about Vyasdev, Tasya putro, Vyasdev's son, mahayogi, is the perfection of all yogi, mahayogi. Ekantamatir unnidro. He has risen beyond nidra or ignorance. Unnidro, gudha. But he was covered, externally he was covered. How? Mudha iva iyate. He was looking like a madman, a crazy person. And therefore, children were having fun, throwing things at him, making fun of him, using bad words. He was oblivious. He was just kind of walking. Unnidro, gudho, mudha iveyate. Walking mad person. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada gives a very important point and a verse from the Gita. Yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagrati sayami yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pashyato muni. He was beyond sleep. He was awake. We may be awake, but we are fully asleep. Somebody externally may be asleep, he looks asleep, but he may be fully awake. He's not just externally judging. So, Prabhupada writes, because there is Gabhira Dhihi, this word. Gabhira Dhihi. Gabhira means very deep, and Dhihi means intelligence. So, one who's spiritual intelligence is awakened, and one whose spiritual intelligence is not awakened. This is the difference. Who is asleep? Who may be materially very intelligent? Maya aparta jnana. But his intelligence is stolen away by illusion. He has material intelligence. And another person who has spiritual intelligence. Sumedhasa. What is the difference? Difference is in the content. Both are active, both are absorbed, and both are alert. And the word used by Prabhupada is very interesting. He says, The body is active, the mind is absorbed, and the intelligence is alert in both cases. But the body of a materially intelligent person is trying always about the progressive path of sense gratification. How? I should work hard. I shouldn't waste a single moment. I shouldn't waste even one opportunity to increase my material situation in this world. They also forget sleep. It's amazing. Many years ago, I was in charge of getting this brochure, not the brochure, the souvenir during Janmashtami. And that day it had to be released. So, I went early in the morning, the day of Janmashtami, 4 a.m. I went to the press because he said, come at 4. I said, sure. He was up. And I sat there with him, right in front of him, throughout the day. I had no problem because anyway we are supposed to fast. So I said, chalo, busy rahega, mind is absorbed to get this. Because at 8 p.m. the thing got ready. Finally. So my whole Janmashtami spent in that, you know, small dungeon-like place, you know, all paper stuff there. And the last part, when he took it up, one page, you know, like below that, not that, of that. It just fell and flew like this and went underneath the table. And there was a dabba kept there, and that paper went inside below that dabba. And that fellow picked up the dabba just to pick the paper. And then he realized that the dabba was heavy. That was his lunch box. He said, "Arey, bhuli gaya main khana." I was shocked. I was thinking of food the whole day on Janmashtami. On Janmashtami also. And this person is so absorbed in getting this thing out, because otherwise it was told to him, "Nahi chahiye, phir tum hi rakho, program hone ke baad kya chaatenge isko." So he had to. It was a question of life and death for him. So he was fully absorbed. And when the paper went underneath the dabba, he lifted up the dabba, then he realized, "Are, heavy hai, khaya hi nahi mai." This was just another day for him. We meditate on Bhima Nirjala first time Vaishnava calendar comes. But this man, for him it was another day. He just forgot to eat. What absorption in their job. Why? Because this will give me a lot of money, I'll become happy, my plan, my project, everything will be successful. I mentally took the dirt from his lotus feet and put it on my head. I wish I developed such absorption in my work and that faith that this work, if it is successful, it will give me the ultimate perfection of what I want. He is convinced that if I little more struggle a little bit and get this thing off, I'll become happy. But we are not convinced. His conviction is more than ours. So, a material intelligence is very active. They also sleep less. I know doctors, I know specialists who are like skin grafting kind of specialists and orthodontists and these kind of... I know one lady, she's a, you know, facial lift kind of, they do the surgery. Some of these surgeries last for 17 hours. And during that time, they cannot sit. They stand for 17 hours. Hardly they speak 2-3 hours. They are like worshipable Raghunath Das Goswamis in their profession. Mahajanavayena gatasapantha. So it's amazing. Absorption, activity, active. And their mind is absorbed into that subject matter. And they are also alert to the passing of time, the value of time, alert to their position in the future. They are always conscious. Both. A materially intelligent person is very active to utilize all his resources, all his energy as much as possible. He is also absorbed in that particular subject matter, and he is also alert to the passing of time and the position in the future. That's my goal. I need to reach there. I need to be there. Will this anukulyasa sankalpo pratikulyasa varjanam? They will fall at the feet of anybody if that helps me to reach that goal. even the worst enemy, I followed his feet, if that's what has helped me to reach that goal. The worst, best of my friends, I'll drop them if that's unfavorable to reach the goal. That's their philosophy. But they are alert to the goal, at least. Similarly, a spiritually intelligent person, we see those great souls who are self-realized. And what does self-realization actually mean? There's only one difference. They are serious about the need of the soul, and they are indifferent, not neglectful, but indifferent to the needs of the gross and subtle body. While a materialistic intelligent person is serious about the needs of the gross and subtle body, but indifferent. Mila to mila, nahi to baad mein. Agle janam mein dekhenge. Neha bhikarva nashosti pratyavaya unam. Agle janam mein continue. Humko bola parvachan mein. Jo is baar kiyega, wo agle janam mein saath mein aayega. So that's the difference. Otherwise, externally, just the same. Therefore, externally, you can't make out. Not just avadhut. A spiritually intelligent person and a materially intelligent person, unless one is very, very, very careful in observing, one cannot make out. Need not be an avadhut. A person can be sthane sthita. He could be like Ramananda Rai, externally a governor. Man, are they pound, shilling and pence man, as Prabhupada calls it. He was surrounded by all these people. Or Pundarik Vidyanidhi, surrounded by, you know, people fanning him, and he was having very beautiful oils, special hair oils. And there was mirror, and every few seconds he would look at the mirror. And Gadadhar Pandit was a renunciate. He looked at him and said, come on, kaha le aaya yaar satsang ke liye. Mukunda had brought, I will take you to a real devotee. Acha? Because Gadadhar Pandit was always eager to meet advanced devotees. That's a natural sign of a devotee. He wants always to meet advanced devotees. Every opportunity. Alert. I want to hear more and more. I want to understand more and more. So he was very eager. And Mukunda said, come, I'll take you. And they went to this huge estate. I went to Pundarik Dham in Bangladesh. Even today, in Bangladesh, it's mostly a Muslim country and hardly few Hindus, 10% or something. And most of these people are very simple people, small huts and all, but blissful. But only this particular Pundarik Dham, where the temple of Pundarik Vidyanidhi is there, and Radha Krishna deities are there, currently it is possessed by ISKCON, 33 acres land. Even now, and he was a big Jamindar. And he was always looking extremely opulent, wearing very, you know, dazzling kind of clothes and, oh, cha khata pita aadmi. And he had a hookah, beach mein he would take like that. And he had, you know, servants fanning him. And Gadadhar Pandit was brought. Mukunda brought him. Said, meet the great soul, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Great soul? This person. He just couldn't accept it. He understood. Mukunda understood. This person is not able to appreciate. Okay. He said, wait. And he started singing just one verse from the Bhagavatam. And what verse that too, which speaks about the compassion of Krishna. Aho bakiyam stanakala kutam. This verse glorifies how amazing is Krishna, that even Putana, who came to kill him anointed her breast with poison, deadly poison to kill 100 children, Krishna not only sucked her breast, sucked the milk, sucked the poison, sucked her life out, took this miserable life and placed it in Golok Vrindavan as an assistant of Mother Yashoda. Who could be more merciful than this? Pundarik Vidyanidhi, when he heard this, it's like, you know, in this Mumbai traffic, they sometimes give this huge oil tanker, petrol tank, highly inflammable. Suppose you open that lid from top, take a match stick. What do you think will happen? Explode, isn't it? So, Pundarik Vidyanidhi's heart was like that oil tanker full of love of Krishna. And one verse that Mukunda spoke was like a matchstick. Kluk. Tu chanta hai kya tank mein hai? Pani hai ya oil hai? Abhi dikhata hun. Ye le. It was like that. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi's heart exploded with love of God. He himself also exploded. He just tore away all that silk, you know, sitting amidst all the silk cushions and all that. Within a fraction of a second, all the silk went away, all the cotton started, you know, like Jagannath Rathyatra, that burst cotton would jump. It was like that. 10 people could not hold him. Ecstasy. Immediately, Gadadhar Pandit mentally offered obeisances. He said, I committed a great offense. I misunderstood by seeing the externals. Durvas Muni did the same thing. He thought, ordinary, materialistic king, Ambarish Maharaj. Chih, I am such a great yogi. And this fellow drank water, even though I have come as a guest in his house. We have history full of people who misunderstood. So one can't judge externally who is spiritually intelligent and who is materially intelligent. Sometimes situations reveal when certain kind of temptations, when certain objects, so many apparent distractions, when they come in life, Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, the test of a great personality is assessed by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. So provoking things, provoking people, provoking incidents, provoking circumstances and situations will come in our life. And then one can clearly see for oneself and for everyone to see, where do we stand? But one thing, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, even though we may be very, very neophytes in the process, which we have to actually acknowledge and understand, sometimes we think that just because we have taken the process, as Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, ISKCON devotees should stop thinking that they are gifts of God to mankind. Sometimes we think just because we have put up a tilak, we have put kanthi malas, we are on the doorstep of Golok Vrindavan. Bas, udar kadam rakha, idhar se tata bye bye. And that manifests in our body language, in our dealings, in our interactions, looking down at others, holier than thou attitude. Yeah, we may have, by the mercy, entered the right place, but we are still in the basement. Yeah, we are in the right elevator. At least we are standing in front of the right elevator. We just have to enter. And utsahat nishcha dhairya. Don't monkey around with the button. मेरे को बीच में खेल के देखना है कौन सा फ्लोर में आया हूं. उतर गया और फ्लोर लिफ्ट ऊपर चला गया. सो देर इज अ टेंडेंसी, बट द फैक्ट इज इट इज देयर फॉर द आस्किंग, प्रोवाइडेड वी जस्ट काइंड ऑफ टेक द होल प्रोसेस. हाउ डू वी जज? वेरी सिंपल. Here, this man, he also saw. He saw a honeybee. We also see honeybees. He saw pigeon, and we see a lot of them. There is no dearth of pigeon in Mumbai. In fact, in front of my window, morning to evening, I see only them. More than anything. He saw a prostitute. He saw the earth, he saw the sun, he saw the ocean. Every time you go near Chaupati, we also see. What's the difference? The difference is, he saw. Then you say, I also saw. You only saw, but they saw. That's the difference. Ours is pashyan napi na pashyati. We see but don't see. But when they see, they really see. So he also saw many things, but he learned everything that he saw was giving him a lesson. And that lesson he took for life. For the whole rest of his life, he took that lesson. First of all, we don't learn the lesson. And even if you learn, that lesson lasts for only few seconds. Maybe an hour after the Bhagavatam class. That is why Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Every day we have to come. Every day, last days is forgotten. That is the difference. If you read this book by His Holiness Radhanath Swami, Journey Home. Now, he went through life. He saw many things. And sitting in the Ganga, looking at this, looking at that, and some beggar singing. Or some cow licking the calf. Or some mongoose. Disturbed by that. Or see that. Whatever. Or getting some diseases. But how come? I remember two, three years back. It must be 10 years back probably. I don't exactly remember. I'm very bad with dates. Some impressions that I remember, that's all. So, this was a time when Radhanath Swami Maharaj's house was sold out. His house where he used to stay. After his mother passed away, his father sold that place or something like that. And therefore, all the letters that he had written, they were cleaning up the house, and all the letters that Maharaj had written when he left home, which they had received, all that sent, or that whole file was sent to him. Father said, if it is useful to you, take it. This is your letter, which you wrote. And this is the time when, you know, that journey home, all that, when he was traveling for those 15 months, the letters, some of them were that. And he just called a few of us and he was sharing. Of course, he didn't share all the letters. Very few letters. Just, he said, just to see how crazy I was. Just see. One, there was a huge, big inland letter written from some place and some country. And you know, nothing, no two address, no, except two address outside. But inside there was nothing. No, you know, dear so and so, nothing. In big, right in the middle. And the river flows on. No from address. Kon likha hai, kuch nahi. You know, they are so eager that son has gone away, no news, where is he alive or dead? And a letter comes. And the river flows on. Some of them were like that. And some of them, seeing life close quarters, he wrote certain passages. And I was thinking, this was before he met Prabhupada. And I was thinking, this is 100% Krishna conscious philosophy that he is writing. Only in the place of Krishna or Supreme Personality of Godhead that we read, it was written Almighty, the Lord, God, whatever. Otherwise the philosophy was, this is life. I learned, this is the nature, this is the nature of people, this is the nature of reality, this is the nature of the world, this is the nature of truth. So seeing, but from there, grasping the essence, that is saragrahi. And not only that, once having taken, keeping it for life. Some lessons we learn, we forget, you know. Next day, we, like Prabhupada said, if you do a mistake first time, no problem. If you do the same mistake second time, you are a rascal. You are allowed to do newer and newer mistakes every day, no problem. Mistakes, okay. Same mistake, phir se, tu gadha hai. Now, no, you should not do the same mistake again. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one time he was given a mango and without offering he just ate it. Oh! The lesson that he learned, for the rest of his life he did not eat mangoes. Can you imagine in Bengal not eating mangoes in the mango season? He was just a small boy at that time. So one is to learn the lesson, and second is to really learn the lesson, do's and don'ts, whatever, not to do or to do, whatever, to hold it for life. So how does it come? How is it possible that some people see, and they actually see, and they learn, and they hold it for the rest of their life, while people like us, we see day in and day out, most of the time we don't even learn, and even if we learn, kadat hai par vadat nahi ho, sab samajhta hai par wo utarta nahi hai maharaj, kya kare? Arjuna asked this question for us, and Krishna, thankfully, very nicely replied. I would like to conclude with this section from the Bhagavad Gita. This is such a hope-giving section from the Bhagavad Gita. This is 6th chapter, text 37 onwards. Arjuna is asking a question. Ayatihi shraddhayo peto Yoga chalitamanasah apraapya yoga samsiddhim kam gatim krishna gacchati. O Krishna, what is the destination of the unsuccessful transcendentalists who in the beginning takes to the process of self-realization with faith, but who later desists due to worldly mindedness and thus does not attain perfection in mysticism? Ayatihi. Yati is yoga, yogi. Ayatihi, shraddhayopeto. He had faith, he took up the process. Yoga chalita manasaha, but the nature of chanchala man, you know, always flickering. Abhi ye ho gaya, abhi ye thoda naya karenge, ye baad mein karenge. Kamgatim Krishna, what is the destination for such a person? And Krishna says, and he asks further, O mighty Am Krishna, does not such a man who is bewildered from the path of transcendence fall away from both spiritual and material success and perish like a riven cloud with no position in any sphere? What will happen to him? Hamara kya hoga Maharaj? Na ghar ka, na ghat ka. Ye bhi ek pair udhar, ek pair idhar. The heart is there, but the body is here. The intelligence is convinced, but the mind is convinced here. The senses want to do here, and the intelligence says no, but the mind says something else. Torn apart, like a riven cloud, torn apart. One piece goes there, one piece, ultimately no piece remains. What a brilliant example. Thick cloud. And then one piece goes there, one piece goes there, riven cloud. So that's like us. Etanme samshayam Krishna, chetu marhasi asheshata. Krishna, I have this doubt. And tvad anyaha samshayas tasya chet. I don't see anyone in the found who can destroy this doubt. Who can destroy the doubt better than you? Why? Because you see the past, you see the present, and you see the future. Vedaham vartamanani, bhavishani, bhutani. Ye mat kar, samne main dekh raha hu kya hone wala hai. Nahi nahi, mere ko nahi hoga. Sabko hota hai, par main exception. Theek hai, kar beta, ja. So one who sees the past, the present and the future clearly, and he can give the clear clarity to doubt. You know, kya hoga Karnataka mein? बनूंगा मैं ही बनूंगा, कोई जरूरत नहीं है, तीन दिन जाने दो, सब पता चलेगा कौन कितना पान. बट somebody who sees foresaw everything, हरो बेटा हंसो हंसो, रोने के दिन आएंगे तुम्हारे. You can't say. So श्री भगवान वाच, कृष्ण इज वेरी वेरी यू नो फाइनली इन अ वेरी गिविंग इट अ कंक्लूसिव. पार्थ नैवेह नामुत्र विनाशस्तस्य विद्यते नहि कल्याणकृत कश्चित् दुर्ग. What hope giving verse. The Lord said, O son of Pritha, a transcendentalist engaged in auspicious activities does not meet with destruction either in this world or in the spiritual world. For one who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil. Tyaktva sudharmam charanambujam harer bhajan apakvah atha patet tato yadi. Still there is no loss. Still there is no loss. Aisa samaj ke band mat karo. Still there is no loss na. Chalo abhi mauj masti kar lo. No, no, no. It means that whatever done is eternally to credit. Put only that. Be convinced. There we lack the intelligence. What is of real value? And what is not value? You know, sometimes we speak about value education. So one teacher asked me, he said, we do value education. What is value education? And I think, haan bhai, kya karte hum log? What is actually value education? Value education is to teach us what is of valuable and what is of not value. Because through material intelligence, so many things are of value. As I think Albert Einstein said, what is counted, or something like that, something to that effect. What is counted is not what counts. And what counts is generally not counted in this world. What really counts is not counted in this world. No bank account, your count. Kitana aaya tijori mein. So what really counts is not generally counted. And what is counted doesn't count. So true value is to, what is eternal? What is eternally going to be with you? What is genuinely going to make you happy, fulfilled and satisfied? And what, like a mirage in the desert, you run and after at the end of the day you find, arey yaar, iske piche bhaga to mila hi nahi, milne ke baad bhi jo chahiye tha wo anubhav nahi ho raha hai. So that is value education. What's really value? What should be given priority? What really counts? So, nahi kalyana krit kaschit. Anyone who has done something tangible, valuable, durgatim tata gacchati. There's no inauspiciousness. Even sometimes he kind of, because of too many, either conditioning or association or weakness, sometimes there is a tendency to just fall away sometime or for a long time. Then he says, the unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the plains of pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy. Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Bhrashto. Yoga Bhrashta. Shuchinam. Shuchi means clean. And Srimatam means aristocracy. You may be aristocratic but not know how to utilize it. Or you may be clean, you don't have the facility and therefore you go into unclean habits. Resource, lack of resources. Poverty sometimes. Gunarashi nashi. All your guna go away due to poverty many times. Can't afford. But you will have well to do and you will have good clean habits and situation. Still, somebody we see having all that, still not practicing. Because they have done only some amount of devotional activity. But athava yoginam eva kule bhavati dhimatam etadhi durlabhataram loke janma idisham. But if you have advanced little further, then athava yoginam eva. Yoginam means born in a family where naturally everyone is a devotee. Therefore Prabhupada told those children who are born in Krishna consciousness movement, right from day one, potentially they can receive a very favorable environment which gives them a head start, so to say, provided the parents who are actually create a conducive environment. Sometimes out of over concern, they push in a way that is makes the children negative. Unfortunately, in many, many places I see, in their enthusiasm to give them that what they have, are hum log mar mar ke seekhe ye, kaash humko jaldi milta. And they want to push. And the children say, tumne sab kuch karne ke baad aaya, abhi humko itna jaldi kyun ghusa rahe? Humko bhi anubhav karne do na duniya. सबको समझेंगे तब हमका इसका वैल्यू समझेंगे. जबरदस्ती दे रहे हो तो इसका वैल्यू हमको नहीं समझ में आ रहा है. तो दिट हैपन्स इफ इट इज ओवरली पुश्ड एंड नॉट डन दैट विल बी नेग्लेक्ट. द आइडिया इज टू हाउ टू क्रिएट दैट एक्टिविटी टू बी वेरी हैप्पी, जॉयफुल, प्लेजरेबल, गुड मेमोरी इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. दैट्स ऑल एक्चुअली. In one particular satellite center, the child was forced to undergo ekadashi, not eat anything, and neighbors are eating all that stuff, and the fragrance is coming. You may be convinced, but that child is not yet convinced. I'm not saying they should not follow, I'm just saying. Or they go into the neighbor's house and watch TV all day. Don't tell my mother, she doesn't like this to me. It's a big challenge, it's not easy. But then, that happens. So, Athava yoginameva kula. And Srila Prabhupada says, we, myself, I would like to read that. By the grace of Lord, there are still families that foster transcendentalist generation after generation. It is certainly very fortunate to take birth in such families. Fortunately, both our spiritual master, Om Vishnupada Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, and our humble self had the opportunity to take birth in such families by the grace of the Lord, and both of us were trained in the devotional service of the Lord from the very beginning of our lives. Later on, we met by the order of the transcendental system. If you see how Prabhupada's parents, interesting, how the mother was concerned, how the parents were concerned, how they created that environment. This is the verse that I was telling. Tatratam buddhi sanyogam labhate paurva dehikam yatate cha tato bhuya samsiddhau kurunandana. On taking such a birth, he revives the divine consciousness of his previous life and he again tries to make further progress in order to achieve complete success, O son of Kuru. This is the difference. Why they see and they see, and why we see, we don't see. That's because these personalities are continuing from where they left off. They relate, just like Jad Bharat. He made a mistake and next time he said, not again. Not again. He was overly careful. That was the thing. Then you may say, वो तो ठीक है, अच्छे-अच्छे परिवार में आ गए, पर ये हिप्पी लोग, ये कैसे ऐसे भगत बन गए? How is it possible? And okay, वो तो अच्छे-अच्छे गोस्वामी के परिवार में आए, इनके परिवार में आए, वो उनके हेड प्रीस्ट थे, उनके घर में आए, पैदा होते ही भगवान की सेवा शुरू हो गई, ये हिप्पी लोग, इनका क्या? That is answered next verse. Purva bhyasena tenaiva hriyate hi avashopi saha jigyasurapi yogasya shabda brahma ativartate. Such a beautiful verse. It says, purva abhyasa tena eva. Jo tumhara purva abhyas tha, uske adhar par tenaiva hriyate hi avashopi. Hriyate means attraction. Avashopi means like a child is naturally attracted towards eatables, like a young man is naturally attracted towards a young woman. Kuchko usko IIT mein jaake sikhna nahi padta, usko training dena nahi padta, apne aap aakarshan hota hai. Swabhavik, naisargik, spontaneous, kriyate hi avashopi. Naturally, spontaneously, they are attracted to these kind of. If you read, I was reading Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Jananivas Prabhu, Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, and some of them, they were sharing their past, how they came to Krishna consciousness. Spontaneous, naturally, desperately kind of looking for this. I think such personality was placed in very strategic points to help Prabhupada, you know, when he went there, like a setting. This is Krishna setting, huh? Nobody knows. Even in Lord Chaitanya's pastime, no one knew who is who. As soon as Lord Chaitanya was born, everyone like Ganges started coming at the right place at the right time to meet the right person. But no one knew who they were till Lord Chaitanya revealed to them. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya sends his own person. He also wants to say, Krishna, tayar kon kon hai thoda tayari log. Unko udhar jaake wo USA mein New York ke paas aspas mein rakho thoda. 26 second avenue ke paas hum log shuru karne wale. Who knows? No speculation is allowed, therefore I am not. But purva bhe hriyate hi avashopi saha Jigyasurapi yogas. They are so inquisitive. They are so inquisitive, and therefore anything, instantly they just grasp the essence. And therefore they are not either put off or attracted by the external rituals. Shabda Brahma Ativartate. By virtue of divine consciousness of his previous life, he automatically becomes attracted to the yogic principles, even without seeking them. Even without seeking them. Maharaj, when he writes in his book, I was naturally attracted to sitting down and eating. I went near the Ganga and I heard millions of people chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I went into the Delhi and saw all the pictures. Hundreds and thousands of pictures kept. But one picture naturally attracted me, I kept it. And that was Krishna. He says, one monkey god was there, one god sitting on peacock, 1,000-headed god. But one naturally attracted and I kept. I didn't even know who that god was. And then he comes to Ram Sevak Swami, who says, isko na Krishna ka story sunao. भले हम राम कथा करेंगे इसको कृष्ण कष्ट कृष्ण स्टोल बटर मदर यशोदा टाइड फॉर 8 hours दे आर डिस्कसिंग राम 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 आहा समटाइम्स लाफिंग क्राइंग एंड देन ही सेड क्या आप लोग चर्चा कर रहे थे कम आई टेल यू कृष्ण स्टोल बटर यशोदा माई टाइड यू टोल्ड यस्टरडे यस वी वर डिस्कसिंग सेम वन डे ही क्राइड सेड यू नो यू आर टेलिंग अ लाई You're telling me the same story. 8 hours, condense karke do hi le mene bol diya. Then he revealed, actually my guru has told, you are a Krishna bhakta. You tell him only Krishna story. So, even without, see, such an inquisitive transcendentalist stands always above the ritualistic principles of the scriptures. They are saragrahi. Even Bhakti Charu Maharaj, recently, he has come out with a book. We are grateful. He's come out with a book. How he was kind of looking, you know, for spirituality. Even Gopal Krishna Maharaj, you know, some of his kind of things that his disciples were expressing. So many of these personalities, you know, how naturally, you know, attracted. Prabhupada writes in the purport, Aho bata swapachoto gariyan yajjihvagre vartate namatubhyam te pus tapaste juhuvo shasmurarya brahmanuchur namagrananti ete. It doesn't really matter where they are born, but if they are naturally, spontaneously attracted to devotional qualities, devotional personalities, devotional principles, and they are always actually taking shelter of the holy name of the Lord and chanting on the tip of their holy name, then one must understand these people have performed all that the scriptures claim as a prerequisite. All that has been achieved. They just come here to just that last thoda baki jo baja tha, oh, khatam karna and koi pahunche hue bhagat ko madad karna. And I become a part. And Prabhupada quotes the example of Srila Haridas Thakur, was chosen specifically by Lord Chaitanya as a personality, even though born in a family, non-Vedic family, but naturally, spontaneously was attracted to chanting 3 lakh names a day. So in this way, point is, we hear this just to take inspiration, that it really doesn't matter where we have come from. Prabhupada was once asked, how did we take up this process? What was our qualification? And Prabhupada did say, you had no qualification. I made you a qualification. In our case, that holds 100% true. We had no qualification. It's him who has made our qualification. So it doesn't matter How we got qualified? Now we should remain qualified. We should not lose away whatever by inconceivable mercy of Krishna has been given. And take it up further, and one day, someday, some lifetime, bahunam janmanamante, when we see a pigeon, no more attraction. And then we see a lady breaking all her bangles and keeping one, finished. Abhi main ekant mein rahke bhajan karunga. And then we see, go to Chaupati and see the ocean. Wow, I will learn gravity. I will learn to be sober. Because that is the place where we become frivolous. Chaupati, right? We learn from soberness from the ocean. And then someday we will perfect our life. Whatever that day is, utsahat, nishchaya, dhairya, we should go on. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
Hare Krishna, there's an announcement. There's a special Odissi dance performance by Adruta children on Krishna Leela from Krishna's birth to Kamsa's death. The date is 9 June, Saturday, timing 6:30 PM, and the venue is Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan. So tickets are available downstairs at the Matchless gift shop and also at a stall near the shoe stall.